Hey there, it's Dr. Heidi. You're listening to It's Not Normal, It's Toxic, a podcast geared towards the things you may be misunderstanding about the difficult relationships in your life. I did not understand it when I was in it, but I definitely understand it now, and I want to share that understanding with you so that you too can find the courage you didn't know you had to make the changes you didn't think you could make. Hey, everybody. Thank you for having me back and thank you for being patient. I'm just going to kind of talk freely today. I know that most of you know who I am. I know I've been getting messages and there's been comments on the Facebook page that people's podcast is not updating. Actually, your podcast is fine. I've had a little bit of a rough month. And so I want to talk about that with you guys today, because I know when you sit here and listen to me explain things and tell you about my story and talk about the things in my life that have happened and how I've overcome and how I've healed, it sounds like I come across like I got my shit together, right? And I need you guys all to know that some of this stuff doesn't go away as quick as you wish it would. I occasionally will fall into the desperate black hole of insecurity and, you know, self, even though I hate to use this word, hatred, and mulling over that I'm a failure and that I ruin everything and I can't get anything right and why do I even try? And although it does not happen like it used to, it got me this month. Normally January is a very positive month for me. I get a lot of my goals written down between Christmas and New Year's, and I'm gung-ho on business goals and personal goals and family goals and marriage goals and all these goals. And for some reason, this January, I fell flat on my face. I have spent a lot of my time blaming my former toxic relationship on the negative circular patterns that go through my head when I, you know, start thinking certain things about myself. And I have spent the last almost 15 years digging my way out of that hole. And I am just like you, the fixer, the supporter. You know, I'm the one that doesn't need help. I'm the one that doesn't ask for help. I'm the one that can do it myself. I got this. I got this. I got this. And for the last 15 years, I have been struggling with triggers like many of you do and many of you will. And I have overcome so, so much. I am not one that, I'm not going to say I don't care at all, but I'm not one that really hangs on what other people think about me anymore. I'm not really one that worries too much if people don't like me anymore. I'm not too concerned if I don't fit in with a group. I'm pretty okay with that. There's certain things that I have worked very, very hard on and have overcome. So when something like a mental spiral like this catches me off guard, I get very defeated because I've worked so hard. And it's almost like I have this little checklist of the things that I felt I contracted or adopted or turned into during that toxic relationship I was in. And one by one over the years, I've been checking those off. Up, took care of that one. Good. Took care of that one. Worked on this one. That doesn't bother me anymore. My heart rate doesn't come up. You know, I don't have heightened blood pressure. And so I've kind of been keeping score and keeping track of the things I've overcome and the things I have yet to overcome and the things I have yet to fix. And this past 3 weeks was a realization to me that there are certain things that the relationships in my life have lovely, nicely given to me that may or may not be 100% fixed. And I have had to come to the realization that that's actually okay. But I did have to get a plan together to figure out how I'm going to deal with these last few things that seem to rear their ugly heads occasionally. And there's one thing in my life that gets me. And I have struggled so hard to try and figure out how to pull through when this type of thing happens. But you hear me talk very, very highly of the man that I'm married to now. He doesn't ask me to change. He doesn't ask me to be perfect. He doesn't expect me to be perfect. He loves me exactly the way I am. And the only thing he has really asked of me is to be happy. And he wants me self-confident. So for that to be the only thing he asks, that's not really that big a thing, right? But for some reason, if I feel like I am imperfect for him, I go down a rabbit hole. He's not asking me to be perfect. It is the standards that I have adopted for myself through the things in my life that I've been through. And for some reason, no real particular thing happened this month, but for some reason, I could not get things together and I did not feel like things were organized or scheduled or working the way I wanted. And it sent me into a, how come I can't just be normal? I wish I was just perfect. How come I have to struggle with this healing every day of my life since I have actually been out of that relationship for just as long as I've been in it? And I started doing some research and I started reading on things that I hadn't read much on before. And I really started putting some pieces together that this didn't start necessarily with my former toxic relationship, as it turns out. This seems to have started a long time before that. The way I think about myself was obviously influenced by others while I was growing up. Not that it was negatively influenced. It was just I was loud and I had so ridiculously much energy that all I heard was, Heidi, calm down. Heidi, be quiet. Heidi, sit down. Heidi, don't make so much noise. Heidi, just be patient. And I learned to really stifle the person that I was because everybody wanted me to be quiet and everybody wanted me to sit down. Now, I was raised in a very, what I would call normal household. I mean, there was never a question of love in that household at all, but there was three daughters. I'm the middle one. And when I started really digging into this, I realized that I've been struggling with this a lot longer than that former toxic relationship. And I also realized that me thinking these type of thought patterns prior to that relationship might have been part of the reason that I stepped into that relationship. But I am sick of blaming the relationships, and I'm sick of crawling up every hill only to be knocked down again. And so I've put some exercises together that are actually really working, and I'm very excited about it. And the reason I'm talking about it today is because I don't want anybody out there to think that Dr. Heidi has her shit 100% together. I have worked very hard, and yes, I've overcome a lot, but I stumble and fall, and I get stuck in my own head, and I have to dig myself out of things just like you. So, on top of me going through that, then I was feeling discouraged because I'm letting you all down, because I was having to prioritize where my energy went, and my energy in times like this has to go to my private clients. So, as I'm working on this, I'm going down the checklist of the stuff I'm not getting done. And when I'm not getting podcasts out to you guys, and I'm not getting into the support group the way I should, that just recreates that same cycle of I'm not doing good enough. I'm not doing well enough. I'm not giving all I can. I'm not being exactly perfect for everyone. And I have not really been super transparent on the podcast, but I think it's about time. I don't want anybody here to think that I am 100% healed and my life is 100% roses. I do brag on my husband a lot. He is also not perfect. We don't fight, but we don't not have hard conversations. We definitely do have hard conversations. And what has happened 3 weeks ago was one kind of difficult conversation sent me down into this remembering the past, going over how incomplete I am, going over how not normal I am, going over how damaged I am, going over how I'm not good enough, I'm not up to the standards of what other people think I should be. And so, even though, just like you, I am working on this self-thinking and this self-love and this self-acceptance every day of my life. And I just really want to thank everybody for being patient. Some of you might not even know that I fell off the planet for about 3 weeks. In doing so, I did give a lot of attention to the private clients that I have. But again, there's this big long checklist looming over my head of the stuff I wasn't doing. I'm back on track now. I'm feeling much, much better. I have a plan. I'm moving forward. I have exercises that I do every day. I have different things that I process through my mind when I'm thinking certain things. And I am going to get a grip on how to handle this. I am not going to say ever again that I'm going to fix this. What I'm going to do is I'm going to figure out how Heidi can work her way through these so that when I do, I can be proud of myself that I've worked my way through some of this difficult stuff rather than be absolutely, completely upset with myself that I haven't fixed it yet. So, that being said, I just want you all to know I'm right where you are. When I have a client that's in it, I put myself back so that I remember exactly what I felt like, exactly what I was thinking, exactly what I was going through, where I found my escapes when I was where that client is. And I think there's a lot of you out there that need to know I'm still doing that in certain areas. Yes, we all have worked very hard and we have all overcome so much. And I just wanted to use this opportunity to tell you 3 weeks ago, I never want to feel the way I felt one of the days 3 weeks ago again. And with the plan I've put together, I think I can probably not overcome and be an unstained, completely healed, perfect human being. I no longer am striving for that. I am striving for a way for me to accept and be able for me to work through the things that I have not yet been able to fix so that I can sustain my feeling of self-worth and I can sustain my feeling of leadership for you guys and I can sustain my feeling of deserving love. So, don't ever get discouraged with yourself when you feel like you've backslid, because we all backslide. And I backslid very, very heavily this month. So appreciate you waiting for a podcast, and I appreciate you listening to me because me being able to tell you this, it's a relief for me so that you guys know I still do struggle with this. And it is a way for me to let go of any type of shame that I may be carrying, trying to pretend that I didn't go through what I went through. So, that being said, that was a long intro, but appreciate you guys very, very much. And now let's get on to the actual episode for the day.